With New Year's Eve celebrations just around the corner, RCMP detachments in Alberta are reminding people that there is no greater way to end 2021 than by allowing everyone to get home safely this holiday season. Driving while under the influence of drugs or alcohol has life or death consequences and robs families and friends from holiday moments with loved ones, Alberta RCMP posted online. Appoint a designated driver, stay the night, or call a cab if you have been using drugs or consuming alcohol, Alberta RCMP's Facebook page stated on December 26. The reminder comes after 91 impaired drivers were removed from provincial roadways during an Alberta RCMP check stop blitz on December 4, a date also recognized as National Impaired Driving Enforcement Day. On that day, RCMP across the province participated in the Canada-wide initiative to promote safe, sober driving. This December, through traffic education and enforcement initiatives, the Alberta RCMP is working to ensure you and yours arrive home safely, the release stated. Of the 91 impaired motorists who were apprehended, 47 drivers received immediate roadside sanction, IRS, fails and 26 received IRS warns. As well, 14 drivers holding GDL licenses were issued suspensions and vehicle seizures due to having blood alcohol concentration levels above zero. Fails were handed out to impaired motorists whose blood alcohol concentration was equal to or exceeded 80 milligrams of alcohol in 100 milliliters of blood or who had a blood drug concentration exceeding regulations under the Criminal Code of Canada within 2 hours of ceasing to operate a vehicle, according to the IRS Fail Program. Fails are also given to those who failed or refused to comply with a demand made under the Criminal Code. A first IRS fail means a 90-day driving suspension, a 12-month driver's license suspension, the completion of the planning ahead course, a 30-day vehicle seizure, a $1,000 fine, a victim fine surcharge of 20%, plus any penalties added by the court. IRS warns are administered to anyone operating a vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration between 50 mg of alcohol in 100 milliliters of blood and less than 79 mg of alcohol in 100 milliliters of blood, according to Alberta's IRS warn program. First-time occurrences mean an immediate 3-day driver's license suspension, a 3-day vehicle seizure, and a $300 fine plus a victim fine surcharge of 20%. The RCMP released statistics from 3 communities who participated in National Impaired Driving Enforcement Day on December 4, including St. Paul, Cochrane, and Whitecourt. Of the 169 vehicles checked in St. Paul, one mandatory alcohol screening resulted in an impaired driver being removed from the road. Candy canes, gift certificates, educational information, and RCMP thank you cards were distributed to sober drivers. In Cochrane, 2 check stops resulted in approximately 300 vehicles being checked and 9 provincial sanctions issued, including 6 IRS fails and 3 IRS warns. Whitecourt Traffic Services along with the Alberta Sheriffs conducted a check stop involving approximately 300 vehicles, which did not result in any provincial sanction, but a firearms charge was laid. For more traffic safety information, go to the Facebook page at RCMP in Alberta or Twitter page at RCMP Alberta, along with the hashtag #UnwrappingMoments.